You're listening to the Active Together podcast, brought to you by Get Out, Get Active, also known as GOGA.
Hello, welcome to the latest Active Together podcast with me, Sam Lloyd. And today we're going to talk about Nordic walking. So to find out more, I'm delighted to be joined by two very special ladies, Alison Irvine and Catherine Hughes. Hello both. Are we good?
Yes, good morning.
Yes, thank you. Very good.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. Catherine, I think we need to establish exactly what Nordic walking is. Enlighten me.
Okay. It's a wonderful way for everybody to keep active that involves two special poles, and they're different to walking sticks, and they need to learn the technique of Nordic walking, where we walk in a lovely meditative rhythm with these poles, pushing backwards on them, and it propels us forward a little bit faster than it would do without the poles, and it engages all of our muscles pretty much, so it spreads the effort, so it actually feels easier.
You're selling it to me. I didn't realise you had different poles as well. I never knew that.
Yes.
Indeed.
Oh, you're going to show me. Let's have a look.
There we go. There is a pole. Okay, see, it has a different strap there. Okay, so we can strap into there. We don't actually have to hold the pole, which comes in handy if you've got arthritis.
Wow.
Okay, or other hand issues. We'll come to later. And we push in the pole. And we push backwards and release. So we get full motion through the shoulder, use all our upper body muscles. And at the end, we can do Nordic walking anywhere. So we have this rubber paw. You see it's at an angle because our poles work at an angle. That's for pavements, roads, if you want a nice smooth surface. If you want to go off-road, flip that round, you've got a spike, and we can go on the park, on the beach, in the forest, anywhere we feel. So we can go anywhere, town or country, with our special poles.
Gliding, I love that. The versatility of the Nordic pole. Alison, let's bring you into the conversation because I know how passionate you are about Nordic walking, but perhaps you can give me a little bit of background about your story and how you came about, obviously, participating in this wonderful activity.
Yes, well, I'm involved with a charity company called Limpower, and it was Andy Birtles. He introduced me to Catherine and I can't remember the lady's name at Harvey Haddam, and they was doing a demonstration there. So I never thought I could do it because I can't hold things very well, and I thought there's no way I'd be able to do this, but they encouraged me to do it. And I did it, and I went down the hall thinking I was great. But but after a few times, it was great because I loved it from that minute. From that, the moment I knew I could do it, that's when I got interested. So it went from there. Then Catherine came to the hospital to show us, give us a demonstration in the centre, in the Lim Centre. And it went from there. So then we got asked to do a course with Catherine, to do the Nordic walking course, which we did. And she killed me every day.
You meanie.
It was so hard work because it's different for us. our energy, it's not the energy, it's because I'm a double amputee. We work from the heart, it's pumping our heart more. So obviously we have to work much faster, and it's hard, and it does tire you out so quickly. So for 2 days after I did the course, I was in on seti.
but probably feeling really kind of out of yourself, satisfied. Well, you know,
once you've done that walk, no matter now, it does it, you just feel so great. You go out there and you just do this walk, and you've got all these other people with you. They might not be the fastest of walkers because I do older people or people with mobility problems, but they enjoy it. And when they enjoy it, we enjoy it because we can see the satisfaction on their faces. Yeah. And they just love telling their friends about it. Not everyone wants to do it because they think it's not right for them, but the ones who are, they're loving it. I mean, they love it. And they just go on and do it from there. They go on and do their own thing. Or
I'm a firm believer, you know, doors open and yes. Everybody's got their own, shall we say, personal story. And obviously you had an illness and it must have been incredibly, I can't even begin to imagine, incredibly difficult emotional time for you. But then this door opened, didn't it?
Yeah.
And I guess you've never looked back, have you?
No, I mean, I've been doing it since 2018. I think it was 2018, wasn't it, Catherine, we started doing the course? I think it was somewhere in there.
Yeah, and then, over that winter, yeah.
Yeah, and then I got a lovely group up, about 10 of us, and then COVID hit. And you do tend to lose on that. And I got some back after, but it took a long time to start getting people more interested again because, you know, it's nobody's
it's a confidence thing then, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a lot of people haven't heard of Nordic walking. They just think it's they just believe it's just a walking stick. When you have to explain it's not. And you have to show them and explain, they'll go, can't do that. So you get an awful lot of that. And yeah. It can be hard work, but you get there in the end. You know, it's just not convincing them, it's showing them and what it does for you and what it can do for them.
Catherine, what were your memories of obviously of meeting Alison in the first instance?
What a lovely, bubbly personality, just fabulous. Andy asked me, do you think Alice will make a good instructor? I said, of course she will. She's just got the most amazing communication skills. Lots of empathy. She's going to really be supportive when people come to a class, because what we know with everybody, with or without a disability, it's very common people are nervous about trying something new.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what their background is. They're afraid of judgment. I think they might not be good enough. So I just thought, Alison, and that's the biggest barrier, Alison's going to be fabulous at making people feel confident and relaxed. And she can really talk to people, just top chatter. So
I can already feel the bubbly personality here, even on this call.
Yeah. No, fabulous. Very easy decision.
You've touched on it, Catherine, about the fact that let's really be honest about the appeal. I mean, obviously, we've got Alison's personal story and what Nordic walking has done for her. And she's, in essence, giving something back now because she's fully immersed in the activity. But already, you know, being enlightened about the pole, it really is it sounds a bit of a cliche, but let's face it, there's something for everyone, be it disabled or non-disabled people, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Indeed.
I mean, yeah, very much. I mean, obviously, that's why we got involved, Limpower got involved with Catherine and Nordic Walking, because it was just to show and to prove that we could do it ourselves. And if we can do it, you know, we can encourage other people to do it. Mm. And luckily, that's what I've had quite a few, and I have encouraged them. And they have done it. And it's not just people with amputees, it's people with all different kinds of disabilities or balance issues and things like that. We do get involved with it. And it's been good for people. It really has been good for some people.
Well, Catherine, we obviously, it is an activity, and I know something that's really important to you, to make it as inclusive as possible.
Yes. And a few years before this Limpower project, we set up some free classes for adults with learning disabilities. And as part of the funding, their carers could come along for free as well. And after about 6 weeks, the carers came to me and they said, do you know what? We're loving this. Nordic walking, there's more to it than we thought. We're getting a lot out of this. It's the first time we've been able to go to an activity with our children, our adult children, and really enjoy it ourselves rather than sort of being on the sidelines. And we actually want to start paying for our participation rather than getting a free place.
Wow.
And they were just loving it. And that group really did grow. It always had a core of adults with learning disabilities, but that other people joined from the general public who perhaps just wanted a slower paced walk. And it went down so well that actually Claire Balding came to Nottingham and she joined in one lesson and recorded it for Ramblings, which is still on iPlayer if anybody wants to listen.
Oh, how brilliant. Did she enjoy it? Was she hooked?
She loved it, yes. And she picked it up very quickly. She's very good.
It's coming across quite interestingly as well, ladies. If I could start with you, Alison. Yes, it is about being active, first and foremost. But the sense of connection and community spirit with these groups, you know, it's, have you made good friends?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There are, I mean, yeah, I do. Yeah, we are good friends. I mean, even the people in my group, I mean, Ines have left or they've gone to do their own, you know, moved on to another group or doing their own thing. We still keep in contact because this sort of thing as well, it's a social thing for some people and they don't always see a lot of people. So they can talk, they can have a chat, they can have a coffee, we can have a, you know, we even go out for lunch, we'll go to the pictures, we'll do everything with them. So there's always something we can do. And also it just helps them. It just helps them. It's like a lady said to me, one of my ladies, Carol, she said to me, if she hadn't have found me through Nordic Walking Page, she wouldn't have done this. And she would not have joined anywhere else because it would have been too fast for her. She's 82. Bless her, but she doesn't look it. And she can walk very, very well. And she every time, if I can't make it for a reason, they miss it. Mm. And they don't like missing it. So I try not to miss going. But I did have to this week. It's a cold. But yeah, they absolutely love it. And, you know, I've got a lovely little group. And then I don't have a lot in my group now, but they've... And what I tend to do is do one-to-ones and then they go and find a group near where they live. Mm. So I start them off, really. That's what yes. I do.
That, get them hooked.
Yeah, get them hooked.
And then
hooked.
It's kind of spreading the word further, yeah. Isn't it?
Put them to it, get them going, give them about, you know, two or three lessons we'll have and what have you. Then they'll say, can you do this area all the time? Which I can't because sometimes it's out of Nottingham. So they do find an area where I give them a list of where there's a group, you know, where they can join.
Catherine, from your perspective, again, this is an activity for everyone. So what are the perks? What are the advantages of kind of getting involved? What are the benefits, would you say?
Gosh, there are so many benefits of Nordic walking for people taking part. I could talk for about an hour on this, but I'll just cherry pick a few for this podcast. So it's a full body workout. So as you're walking along, your arm muscles and all your core muscles, chest, stomach, back muscles are all working. So that's waking them all up so that straight away you get an immediate improvement in your posture and those core muscles are activated and they're switched on. Because you're using lots of muscles, all your muscles are inefficient and they waste energy, which is great because that means, and this has been measured in lab situations, that you burn about 20% extra calories compared with walking without the poles. Isn't that great?
Wow.
And then, like, because you're using all your muscles, say, for example, to go up a hill, they're all working, doing a little bit of effort to get you up that hill. Whereas if you normally walk up a hill without poles, your legs are doing all the effort and they get tired, don't they? They kind of ache. So when you're going up a hill, you have no aching sensation whatsoever. You might feel your heart rate go up, you might be breathing a bit harder, but it doesn't hurt. So that's wonderful, isn't it? Burns extra calories, but it actually feels easier.
And I gather, Catherine, talking about Alison, she is an instructor. So in the context of Nordic walking, what does that mean? Because quite frankly, she's definitely giving something back now, isn't she? She's no longer just a participant.
She is fabulous. So yes, when somebody wants to learn to Nordic walk, they have sort of phase one is they have technique lessons where they learn the technique. And then the second phase is when they join a group. Or perhaps they do it on their own if they prefer, but then they go for a regular Nordic walk. And so we have two courses at British Nordic Walking. We have a two-day instructor course that has an assessment, and that is what Alison's done. And then we have a one-day walk leader course, and that's for people to support instructors so they can help a project grow, they can lead more people on regular walks, and get even more people participating.
So Alison, you've come full circle if you think about your journey with this, because as I said, you know, obviously going through no doubt incredibly dark times and then finding this opportunity and participating. But now I cannot even begin to imagine how many hours you put into giving something back.
I never look at it that way. I just don't know. I just get on with it. And whatever whatever I do or say to somebody to get them interested in something, I just talk to them the way I feel about it. Mm-hmm. And I hope they can understand if could actually get to feel the same way, especially, you know, with someone who's got balance issues and everything else, it does help. But if they see you do it and they see you walking differently without the pole, because that's what I tend to do, I walk without the pole and then I walk with the poles, they can see the difference in everything about my body. Mm. So I walk better with the poles. I walk faster, apparently, with the poles, which I don't think I do, but I do. But yeah, they see the difference. And then when they do it, they feel the difference. And that's the thing to start doing, you know, how I start doing it with them. Yeah. Yeah.
Because, Catherine, we always talk about when you're active, you feel better, not just physically, but mentally. Being active is so important, isn't it? Whatever your circumstances or whoever you are, if you're old, you're young, being active is everything, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's even better if you're active in nature. You get additional health benefits and with a group of people.
Quite sensory, isn't it, when you mention the nature element? You know, it's a very sensory, emotive thing, isn't it?
Yes, I think many of us miss that. And the beauty of a Nordic walking lesson is typically about an hour in a green area that's close to home. So it's easy to fit in if you're busy.
Which is ideal, isn't it? You know, we're all busy. We all lead busy lives. But it's a case of putting it in the diary and knowing that that slot is your time.
Yes, time away from your to-do list, your daily stress. You
which
can
is
escape.
Ever expanding, right? and Alison, I'm sparing your blushes, but we have to mention this. Huge congratulations, because I know that you've won a very, very special award recently, the Goga Inclusion Award. Was it a surprise? Because you come across as an incredibly humble individual and probably don't like this kind of fuss, shall we say.
No.
But huge congratulations. Well deserved.
Thank you.
I just getting all shy on me now.
I just don't ever feel I do. I was just talking to my husband the day and I said, I don't understand all this, you know, why people would talk to me. And he's going, well, you should, because you've been really good. And he says, you know, you don't realise until they actually wrote, when they actually said what I did on that, you know, on the award night, I thought, I don't do all that. But you do, you just don't realise you're doing it. So, yeah, no, I can't thank Catherine enough for putting me forward, because I would never have thought anyone would do that for me anyway, because I think there's more worthy people out there. But obviously, you know, they thought I was, so that was good. Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah, so I'm still buzzing over it. But I don't like to, when they ask you to put it on Facebook and everything, it's like, oh, I'm bragging. I
think you should shout from the rooftop.
That's what they ask you to do, so you do it, don't you? But I don't mention it all the time. You know, if someone asks me, I just say, yeah, you know, I just get on with what I do. I just enjoy doing everything I do for other people. So
we'll spare your blushes, Catherine. You know, I'm not being funny. Alison's being far too humble for my liking here. You put her forward for this very special award. Just in a nutshell, just try to put into words the impact that Alison's making.
Well, it's one of my favourite parts of my job, writing submissions for awards. And Alison's were just so easy to write. It's just her passion. She's just out there, gently twisting everybody's arms to have a go, and it's just wonderful. And it was so lovely to reflect back on these past 5 years and gather all the best bits to submit it. So yeah, well done, Alison, you're a star.
Thank you, Catherine. Thanks.
We need more people like Alison, don't we?
Definitely.
Well,
and from your perspective, I'm loving the branding, the British Nordic Walking. I mean, you two ladies are very passionate about this, you get it. But how can we stress to everyone, it doesn't matter your age, your ability, it's really emphasising, isn't it, Catherine, that anyone can participate and get involved in Nordic walking in the UK.
Indeed. The way we run beginners sessions, that first phase, is so inclusive. The very first class I ever ran was for QMC Hospital in Nottingham, and I got a group of staff. There was like a really fit footballer, and then there was a lady who was in her 60s, approaching retirement, not done any exercise since she left school. And she got the technique quicker than he did. And
really?
it was quite interesting to watch. It was a real leveler. And that was back in 2006. And since then, I've just seen so many different groups of people with different either long-term medical conditions or disabilities come and join a beginner session, and they can join in and they don't feel intimidated by other people because we're just in a field. We don't actually go for a walk initially. So I just like to reassure people, we stay in a very small area, backwards and forwards. We can arrange that there could be places to sit down if you need a rest. And during that period, we get to know each other, develop a sense of trust, and then we can signpost to the most appropriate exit route, to the best group, whatever they want to do.
So it's kind of, you really are looking after the individual, aren't you? Because you get to know them. It's not a case of, right, let's get our poles, let's off we trot, off we go. It's much more than that in terms of that sensitivity about catering for individuals. Because Alison, you know, you've mentioned a couple of case studies, but some individuals, they might have not done physical activity for a very long time. They might have been in isolation during COVID. They might have lost an incredible amount of confidence, or they're getting older and they're struggling with that. I mean, there's so many, but it's really interesting what Catherine said there, because you really do cater for the individual needs, because all our needs are different, right?
Yeah. I did. I started back after COVID because a lady from Spain actually ran me to get her daughter to get her confidence back in walking, because over COVID she hadn't walked. Right. So I gave her a ring, and she wasn't very happy that her daughter gave me a number. But we arranged to meet, but I met at her house because she didn't want to go out. So I said, right, I'll meet you at your house if that's what you want me to do. So what we actually did, I introduced myself there, but we actually did a bit of the Nordic walking. Me did it first. I did it first in her garden because it was just the right size to do a little bit of back and forth. So that's how I started with that lady, because she was very unbalanced, very, and she couldn't walk straight. She was all rounded and everything. And then I kept going to her house for a few weeks. I kept doing this, and then we ventured outside, and then somebody else joined us, and then that's how it started. She can walk perfectly. She's great. She's 79 and she's great now. She has got a spine problem, but it's not bothering her as much as it was. She's walking. She's met loads of people. The confidence in her is great to see. From when I first met her to now, her confidence is overwhelming. She walks with poles every day. Every day that lady walks with her poles to the shops, to town, wherever she goes, she takes them, because she walks better with them than without, and the confidence is there.
Great. So a lot of it is about confidence.
It is. And you need to put the confidence into, well, I don't know, I do, Catherine, do you? We need to put the confidence into these people for them to even start doing it. So, like, I don't know, I mean, the way I start, I tell them the story about Nordic walking, and then they ask me how I got involved. I never tell anybody I've got amputations. Never. Not even on my hands, I don't. I want them to get to know what they can do without looking at me and thinking, well, if she can do it, I can do it. I don't want that. I want them to do it for themselves. So that's what I do. And then I tell them later. Because no one knows I've got no legs.
Well, I mean, you're incredibly inspirational. I just love your energy, quite frankly. And Catherine, we have to get this, drum this message in. It doesn't matter what age you are, right?
No.
What ability, disability, Nordic walking, Catherine, is for everyone. And anyone watching or listening to this podcast, the other part of the question I'd like you to answer, Catherine, is to give advice as well to people, to make sure that they are inclusive as possible in terms of what they're providing.
Okay, so to really make it inclusive, I talked about the beginner's lessons. So in the regular lessons, when on that two-day instructor training course, we train our instructors to be able to accommodate a very wide range of ability with a certain number of what we call regrouping techniques and route planning. So we introduce them to the concepts of shortcuts, something called a sheepdog and a hedgehog. These are ways to maneuver a group. Because what we don't want, we want the people who are perhaps the slowest in the group not to feel that they're holding other people up. That's really important. So there are various sort of techniques like that and other little exercises and games that we can play so that we can cater for mixed ability, mixed fitness, but still in the same place at the same time.
And as I said, it doesn't matter what age you are. No doubt you want to kind of drum more people, age, whatever. But I mean, for me, Alison, already just the kind of the feel, the vibe I'm getting for you both is the kind of thing I would like to do, say, with my dad, or my son might want to do it with his granddad. It's a great way of coming together, enjoying nature, but still participating in activity, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're out there. It doesn't, you know, you're getting the fresh air, which we need anyway. But also, you are, as you're going around these places, and I mean, we go on the fields or we walk around a lot of country places, you learn things as well, which is really amazing. I mean, I'll be honest with you, you know, 5 years ago, I once looked at a plant and said, what's this? Because that's, you'll have somebody with you who might understand all these, and you ask them and they would tell you, and then you get talking about that. Do you know what I mean? Everything's, you get talking about everything, not just the weather, not just Christmas or your birthdays. You talk about families, you know, they talk to you about everything. And, you know, it's really nice that they can open up to you, but they open up to you because they trust you. And also you've had a big impact in their life by getting them to do something they thought they never would do, you know. And to me, that's amazing. I mean, you know, I've got a couple of amputees in the group, and she went, I can't do that. I said, if I can, you can, you know. So she said, oh, I'll have a go. And we had a moan. She had a moan, and she, you know, well, I'm not doing it. But in the end, persisted, she did it, and she does it, and she loves it. So, and it's helped her.
And it'll be funny, Alison, if you told me to do something, I'd do it.
No, I don't know if that sounds, I'm bullying now.
No, it was a compliment, actually. Yeah. You told me to do it, I do.
Yeah. I do encourage people to do it because I know it's good for them. And, you know, and I really want to go from where I am now to something further along with the hospitals. So that's my next agenda, which hopefully Catherine will be helping me out on that.
Yeah, we
I know now. I'm a witness.
Yeah.
Yes, we would love to have something like Alison at every limb centre in the UK. That's our aim, to get more people out. Because, yes, it is so good for their mental health that, as like talking about opening up, when you're walking side by side, it's much easier to talk. And what is interesting about the poles is there's something about the tactile nature of the pole that's reassuring. So people who with mild anxiety have said that they find the pole very soothing, that sort of the rhythm of pushing into the ground, getting rid of any frustration, and the feeling on the strap and using your fingers, I know, a bit maybe like a worry beads type affair. So, yeah, we'd love to see more limb centres having a Nordic walking instructor on site.
Well, you know, if it could be on every site, it would be wonderful. It's just getting those people to do it, isn't it, Catherine? Again, we have got to start from the, you know, you've got to start to introduce that to them, those certain people, to get them interested. And, you know, this is where the hard work starts with us, I think so anyway, because you've got to, you're not young, got to, but you do try and get them interested in it. And sometimes that can be hard, especially with men. I find men's the hardest ones. So I don't need it. They do because I've got a new one starting tomorrow, and he can't wait to start. And he's like, "What's it all about?" Well, wait until Friday, and I'll show you.
Big right. surprise.
Eh?
A big surprise.
Yeah, you know. And he's like, "I can't wait." you know, and I'm like, great, yeah. I can't wait to meet you either, because I'm like, I've got a man, I've got a man.
Hope your husband's all right about that.
Oh, he's fine. He just takes everything a pinch of salt with me. But yeah, but that's the sort of thing you want. People who's enthusiastic to start, but then you get others are a bit worried, and then you do put them at ease. Luckily, you know, luckily I do manage to put them at ease, and there's no rush in anything they do. They can take weeks to get it right. It doesn't matter. But they're enjoying it. That's what matters to me. And they're enjoying meeting other people. You know, it's all comes in a group. I don't know how you put it, Catherine, but I think you start off with that one-to-one, then it all starts to evolve, and then you get other people coming in, and they're meeting these people for the first time. Then they get to know that person. And then they tell their friends. And then they go, oh, what are you doing that for? You know, until they try it, they don't know.
The people say to you, Alison, there's more to it than I thought.
Oh yeah,
that
oh,
phrase yeah. all the time. So yes, it's word of mouth is so powerful. So as with Limpower, as well as training people at Alison, we've trained some of the physios.
Yes,
and they maybe don't have so much time in their day job to do full tuition and classes, but they can just plant that seed, do a bit of initial instruction. And that might inspire somebody to then go and find their local British Nordic Walking instructor and move on from there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in summary, putting you on the spot, ladies, Catherine, one word for you to describe your Nordic walking journey, and for you, Alison, your personal journey in terms of, you know, the last couple of years. One word from you both. No pressure. Catherine, starting with you.
It's my happy time.
Love that. Alison?
I'm just happy when I do it. And yeah, happy.
Well, I have to say, I'm very happy because I've absolutely thoroughly enjoyed our chat on the podcast. You are incredibly inspiring, both of you. I feel like I've already got the bug and I need to go and find my local Nordic walking group and enjoy the community that is being created. But for now, I wish you all the best, because I know you won't rest on your laurels and you'll continue to spread the word of this wonderful activity. So thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
You're listening to the Active Together podcast, brought to you by Get Out, Get Active, also known as GOGA.
If this story has inspired you, remember, it's not about what you do or how much you do. It all counts to get out and get active. And if you're part of an organisation wondering what you can do to help others to get active, visit getoutgetactive.co.uk, where you'll find lots of information and resources to help get you started.